Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I think they were able, this was the game where all of their transgressions that they have gotten away with in the past came back to bite them yesterday. They have been playing with fire for a while. The play clock. Yeah. I watched a lot of football yesterday, Vinny. I didn't see another team in the NFL struggle with the play clock the way the Ravens do. As much as the Ravens do, it's really a part of their offense right now to snap the ball close to 0 seconds on the play clock. It's crazy.
Yeah, I never seen Lamar clapping so much, you know. And then Harbs, do you hear what he said?
Yeah, that's on coaching.
Oh, that's G-Row getting it in late. And then Lamar got to kind of, you know, I mean, he's reading it.
Yep.
And it seems like he's got to repeat it again or something, it seems like, in the huddle. You know, so it's a slow process. And then you if you're the quarterback and all you're worried about, come on, you're not looking at coverage and doing all those things. You don't have time.
Nope. You're breaking the huddle with 6 seconds and then you got
to. They didn't have it in the second half, though.
Say it again?
They didn't have it in the second half. Harbs ripped somebody's ass in there.
I mean, you could see him on the camera. He was visibly upset on the headset, especially after that.
He kept yelling, hurry up.
Especially after that bogus fourth and one call that the Ravens had. I don't know what that was. That quarterback's
the fumble? Yeah.
It was the weirdest quarterback sneak I've ever seen in my life.
They had Ricard up in there, but then I didn't get it either. I didn't quite understand that one.
Hopefully we get some more clarity on that play and ankle. A lot of the
Preston
stuff.
Preston said ankle for Humphrey.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, I knew it was something lower body. Of course, Mike Preston there to help us out. Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll get to the phone lines. 410.
One other big mental error.
One more. Well, we'll get to that also at the top of the break.
This was
so
like,
many errors.
This was like the biggest one. You know, I mean, because they got a little momentum, and then you know what happens is guys like, I gotta beat us. I gotta make a play. I gotta make Duvernay. Come, give me a break.
Yeah.
Just catch it. Leave. Just stay in the end zone, you know? And then run backwards, and then you get the ball on the five, and then you get the fumble. You know, it was just a cluster.
When you see that happen, Duvernay, who hasn't had a bad play on special teams all year, you see Justin Tucker miss, albeit 67 yards.
He didn't miss it.
Yeah.
It was just short.
It was short, you know. I thought it was about
the
to
ball,
go in.
First time he's ever dropped a ball, makes a dumb play. Yeah, mentally, they were not sharp.
Everybody played a hand in that loss yesterday for sure. 410-583-1057 is the number if you want to call in. Let us know how you're feeling about the Ravens' loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars yesterday. Cordell Woodland in place of Bob, still with Vinny Serrato. Quick Draw McGraw behind the glass. We're taking your calls next here on The Fan.
Until the Gold Club opens.
Make it rain.
Vinny and Haney.
Better grab an umbrella.
4057 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney back here on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland in for Bob. Still with Vinny Serrato. Quick Draw McGraw behind the glass. Take you up until 2 o'clock where Inside Access will take over. We're taking your calls. Ravens flock 410-583-1057. Ravens 1-point losers to the Jacksonville Jaguars yesterday. Call in. Let us know how you're feeling. Let's jump right out to the phone lines. Let's start with Steve in Baltimore. Steve, you're on The Fan.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
What's going on?
Hey, I have a nephew of mine that does play professional football, but I want to ask Vinny this question, and he said something to me that really stood out. He says playing the Ravens is just like playing a high school football. High school plays at its finest. Vinny, you watch football for the longest time. Can you explain to not only me but the fans about far as, like you were saying earlier, about rub routes and everything? Doesn't that go on the offensive coordinator? And on top of that, Vinny, if you were the GM, how long would you have Greg Roman as an offensive coordinator? thanks, man, for taking the call.
Appreciate the call.
I think Giro is an A-plus in the run game, and he's probably a C-minus in the pass game. You know, one of the things that, you know, was kind of concerning what he had said during the broadcast or what, you know, when they talked to Giro, you know, and he said that Lamar started out with a bang, like a house on fire. Then he kind of struggled a little bit. And this is Giro talking. I feel like he's coming out of it. And they asked, well, how do you get him out of it? Throwing the football. Well, you know, it's hard to throw the football when you don't have a lot of, other than Andrews, you don't really have any, you know, top quality wide receivers, anybody that can get open. You know, when you're counting on a guy on third down, no matter what happens, you're throwing it to him. I mean, that's kind of what the Jags did. They don't have that. And somebody told me that Giro's pass offense is not that sophisticated. You know, so it kind of goes back to, you know, the caller. Because it just looked, I mean, like in the red zone, you just can't run and turn around.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're dropping a lot of dudes, and there's not a lot of area. That's the problem. That's why people are running all these pick routes and everything else to get people open. The Oliver one, that was boot, throwback, kind of, you know. I mean, it had, instead of just drop back and, you know, run down the field.
Yeah.
You know, at least it had a little sophistication to it. So
you think back to that touchdown pass that he had to Isaiah Likely in the Saints game. Nice little, yep. Look like he's about to take off. And then at the last second, you
raised up and threw it.
Yeah. Those type of plays they're missing in the red zone. The creativity, I think, is what they're missing mainly. Let's go to Ron and Owens Mills. Ron, you're on the Fan.
Thanks for taking the call, Cordell and Vinny. Justin Tucker is not to blame for this loss. He had nothing to do with this loss. He is the greatest kicker I have ever seen in my entire life.
Who's blaming him? I mean, if he makes that, if he made that 67-yarder, just carry him off to the Hall of Fame right now. Don't wait the 5 years. Just put him in while he's active.
Vinny, that was one of the most beautiful misses I have ever seen.
That was right down the middle.
It was one of the most beautiful. I was relieved for him because he has had to bail out this franchise for a decade, and we've been spoiled. I was relieved for him that he missed. He didn't kick. He even said after the game, first of all, absolutely, always go to him over the Hail Mary. He deserves it from 70 and always, just because you're watching greatness even when he misses. I was relieved for him. I would have called the timeout, Vinny. You can't ice a guy like that ever because he just loves the opportunity. I think the operation was a little rushed. I would have used the timeout if I was John Harbaugh. Let him settle in and take like 5 to 10 steps back and get excited about the moment. Call timeout. But Justin Tucker, I don't want to hear anybody call in and blame him for this loss. If I hear that, Vinny, you got to do the right thing and hang up because he is the greatest I have ever seen in my life, and it was amazing what he did yesterday. 0% blame. Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call, Ron. I mean, Ron's fired up for Justin Tucker. I don't think anybody's going to blame
nobody's blaming
Justin
Tucker.
If anything, we should be blaming this team for looking like, at least to me, when I watch the Ravens, they look like an offense that's playing for the field goal. They're playing to get Justin Tucker on the field. And I thought that the Jaguars really screwed up by squib kicking it as if they didn't realize what kicker the Ravens had on the sideline. Instantly, I got Detroit vibes. I was like, oh, they're going to get one play, which they did, and get in the field goal range, which they kind of did. Is it crazy? I expected them to make it.
They were about 2 yards short. Now, when he broke the record, it was indoors.
Yeah.
If this would have been indoors, maybe to 67, because I don't know what the wind was like.
I think they said it wasn't much wind as he was getting ready to kick it. I think they were saying it wasn't much wind behind him. Let's grab another call. Let's go to Derek in Baltimore. Derek, you're on the Fan.
Morning, Ben. Morning, Cordell.
What's up, man?
Good, man. So I know this is going to turn into the Fire Greg Roman show. And just for the record, I'm fine with that, just so you guys know. But that offensive of ineptitude yesterday, that was a team effort. And it seems like every time I call in after one of these games, I always got to dedicate at least 5 to 8 seconds on how Lamar has missed yet another deep ball.
Oh, boy. Right?
This is an issue. First of all, Ben, you already got one hand tied behind your back because you already have a bunch of guys running around trying to catch the balls for you. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
So when you get opportunities like DeMarcus Robinson was wide open, when you get opportunities like that, you have to make the throw. You have to make the throw. This deep ball stuff is getting old, man. This kid, guy, he has to get this.
Yeah.
This
accuracy. The second play of the game would have been a walk-in touchdown.
It seems like every week this is going on. You know what I mean? Then you add in the drops and all of those types of things. You know what I mean? It's just this team really needs a change at their offense. The offensive philosophy has to change with this team. It really does. It has to change. And I mean, my other issue is that, and James Lofton, you know, the announcer, he pointed it out, right? And you even alluded to it as well, Cordell, the creativity part of this offense,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
But James Lofton said, you know, the Jaguars are rushing four. They got seven back. And G-Ro is sending out three-man routes. I mean, how in the world can you move the ball that way? You can't.
Well, and especially the three, you know, two of the three that you're sending out can't get open on their own.
And that's what I was going to say, Vinny. You're sending out three options for them. Two of them are probably tight ends, you know. What are you going to do with that? So this is kind of how I feel. And I'm not making excuses for Lamar. Lamar's got to hit on some of these throws. That deep ball to DeMarcus Robinson is inexcusable. It was great to see him hit on that DeSean Jackson one. That might have been his best throw of the year, to be honest. I mean, he threw that on a rope. But I just feel like Lamar's in a situation to where there is no room for error. And he has to be spectacular for the Ravens to have a shot. I was thinking about this on the way in. I don't know if there's been another athlete in sports since LeBron James's first stint in Cleveland that has as much weight on their shoulders for their team than Lamar Jackson does right now. He literally does everything for the Ravens offense, and he doesn't have the weapons to make up for if he has an off day. Not excusing his missed passes. He's got to hit on those. No way around it. But other quarterbacks around the league, especially when you look at some of these top teams, they have the people around them to have the catch radius to make up for a ball that may be thrown a little too high, a little too behind him. He doesn't. He has to put it right there on the numbers, and sometimes even that's not enough for some of these guys.
I think his biggest problem with his deep ball, Cordell, is too flat.
I said that too, yeah.
Because when you're throwing a flat deep ball, it's got to be perfect, otherwise it's incomplete. If you're putting air underneath, because you always hear, you know, coaches say, especially on, get air under it. Mm-hmm. Why? You know, so you can go get it, you know. It's like an outfielder, you know, high fly, you know, you got range.
Yeah.
You know, if you're throwing it flat, you know, you don't have much opportunity. But, you know, like the one, throw it and let him run to it, Robinson. You know, let him accelerate mm-hmm. to the ball, you know, burst to the ball. You know, that's the biggest problem I see with his deep ball. The one he threw to Duvernay, I don't even know what the hell that one was.
Yeah,
you know, down the middle of the field.
I think sometimes Lamar throws these missiles that are, like you said, they're so flat, but with it being so flat, it's also coming in so hot that it's tough to really get a hand on it. You can't even really, you know, snatch it with a couple of fingers because the ball's coming in so hot and on such a line drive, it's tough to reel it in. Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll continue on with the calls, 410-583-1057. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to you after the break. Cordell Woodland in for Bob with Vinny Serrato right here on The Fan.
The one station with inside access to all Baltimore sports. 1057 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney back here on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland in for Bob with Vinny Serrato. Quick Draw McGraw behind the glass on this Loser Monday. We're still taking your calls, Raven Flock. 410-583-1057. If you want to jump in, let us know how you're feeling. Let's jump back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Cody in Cockeysville. Cody, you're on The Fan.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Cody?
Appreciate the show. Love it as always. I'm running hot, right? You know, but truly, I only have two things to say. I just want to get you guys' opinion on that. One, I think we all know, and we've talked about it ad nauseum. We have a lack of playmakers, a lack of offensive talent on this team. And the thing that really bothers me is that and I think we all agree on this too, is that we've been trying to, like, not just brush over it, but like, well, we don't need that receiver. We don't need a number one. We don't use him like that. That's a problem. That's a problem. It doesn't make it okay just because your offense doesn't use him, and so we don't need him. So I think it's a philosophy problem and it's a roster problem. I said at the beginning of the year, and I'm saying it now. When it comes time to make a play and you can't run the ball, where do we go? You know, you got a double cover Mark Andrews, and you can still see the ball still gets tried to get forced into there. And I think, and it's not just I think, I know I'm frustrated watching it, and it's not fun or exciting anymore. And I can see it on Lamar's face. I just want to see what you guys have to say about it.
I think Lamar's frustrated with his wide receiver group. You know what? I'm just looking at the stats here, like the Ravens stats. How about Rashad Bateman, who's played 7 games?
Mm-hmm.
He, other than Mark Andrews, still has the most yak yards on a team. You know, and that's the problem that they've got. I mean, they've got nobody making any plays. Even Andrews is not having a big yak year. You know, he's got 172. You know, so he's not having his. He's got 52 catches on 79 targets. You know, that's
not efficient.
No, not at all. Not at all.
The disconnect is definitely spread to those guys. They don't, that their connection hasn't been as potent as we've seen in the past. And I agree. You watched Lamar in that press conference yesterday. That's an upset Lamar. You watch Lamar on Twitter. That's an upset Lamar. He's clearly frustrated right now. And I think this is all boiled over. This offense hasn't been good in the last couple of games. They've struggled to put up points, especially in the red zone. I think the red zone is really what eats at all of them. Because like we were talking off the air, Vinny, it used to be a given that when the Ravens get in the red zone, all right, option football.
Oh, and like in 2019.
Oh, my goodness.
Like on fourth down, they were like 20 out of 20 and all that kind of stuff. You know, that's when they were doing more, you know, zone read, you know, more option ball. You know, now it's kind of like, you know, if Lamar doesn't make some plays.
No plays will be made.
Yeah, because they're not making any hardly in the passing game. I mean, you got to give Trevor Lawrence credit. I mean, that might have been his coming out party. But let me just say it. A couple of those throws he made in they were awesome throws.
No doubt. Looked like Trevor Lawrence back in Clemson yesterday.
Yeah, like the deep out, what was that, on fourth down or whatever? That was a beautiful throw into cover two.
Let's go to Vinny in Northeast Baltimore. Vinny, you're on the Fan.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
What's up?
Hey, man, look, I wasn't out there playing. I'm not the wide receiver, but is it me or did it look like Robinson could have made a play on that deep ball?
On a deep ball, it was.
I thought it was a little.
It was overthrown. Yeah, he still got to get more air under. And Robinson's not a burner, you know.
Okay, so my next thing is, here's the thing, the wide receiver crew that we have is not going to get it done.
No.
And here's the thing, if it ain't Mark Andrews, it's Lamar Jackson has to put a cape on, and that's what Greg Roman does, and Lamar. As Lamar goes, so does the Ravens' offense goes. And it's not going to change. I mean, in order to make Lamar better, you have to put better pieces around him. And I'm not saying just Andrews, but you have to give him a wide receiver. What changed Josh Allen? What changed Tua? What changed Jalen Hurts? They gave him A.J. Brown. They gave him a Cheetah. And I forget the other wide receiver that Jaylen they gave Waddle. Him from Minnesota.
Oh,
I mean,
Buffalo.
Stephon
Diggs.
You have to give the man a weapon. And I swear to God, Cordell, I told you this before on your show. Vinny, you just first time you're going to hit. I love Patrick Ricard. Lord knows I do. But if I see one more screenplay for 14 yards given to Patrick Ricard, who's going to get you about 4 yards, is not a playmaker, not going to make nobody miss, I'm going to scream.
Yeah, I appreciate
I'm like, man, what are we doing here? We throw a screen pass on 3rd and 14 to Patrick Ricard.
Wasn't his first route that he ran in a game either. He was out there running routes like he was Isaiah Likely for a minute.
Here's the thing, I think where they're at offensively. If you're to the point now where you want to throw the ball that much and throw the ball more, probably outgrown Greg Roman. Because, I mean, Greg Roman's history, and I'm just stating the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
He's always ranked throwing the football. He's always ranked in the low 20s or the high 20s, you know, and he's always like least amount of pass attempts in the league, usually every year. So if you want to, all right, Roman came in and did a fabulous job with the run game. Now, is Lamar past G-Ro? You know, I mean, it looks like, you know, if you're throwing it 25, 30 times, that's not G-Ro's cup of tea.
Right.
It might be, you know, like maybe G-Ro needs to go to Chicago, you know, mm-hmm. and work with Fields.
Yeah.
You know, because it seems like they need to get more advanced in the passing game with routes and stuff, you know, and talent.
Yeah, I'm saying on Twitter yesterday, G Rose mentioned in the name and has his name in the hat for possibly the Wisconsin job. So,
oh, they gave that to Fickell.
Oh yeah, I did see. Stanford. The Stanford vacancy. You know, they just let go of their Strong the other day.
Shaw retired. Or step down.
Step down is what they called it. We'll see what happens. Coming up next, if you're still on hold, stay there. We'll get to you after the break. Vinny and Haney, Cordell in for Bob right here on The Fan.
Their experience in sports varies.
Of course, Vinny's got experience in the NFL, and I sucked at electric football.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney back here on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland in for Bob Haney. Still with Vinny Serrato. Quick draw McGraw behind the glass. Ravens losers 28-27 to the Jacksonville Jaguars yesterday. We're taking your calls to talk about the loss. Let's jump right back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Rodney in Randallstown. Rodney, you're on The Fan.
Hey, good morning, Jen. How y'all doing today?
What's up, man?
Good, man.
Hey, man, I would say, I guess, one or two things, man. I guess I'm not so much as, you know, enraged as, you know, most other people, man, because I guess for me, I had the Ravens. I think they had run four in a row. Am I not correct?
That's correct.
Right. And I had them losing at least one of these games. I didn't see them going like seven.
Well, you know what it may do?
Win streak.
Because they probably looked at their schedule like we have, and it's like, oh, man, they got the easiest schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, now losing one of those games, maybe it gets a little fire in their ass now.
Correct, because I had them losing one of these games between Carolina, Jacksonville, and Denver.
Mm-hmm.
So I had them losing one. So for me, I mean, I'm right on, you know, unless they go and lose this game against this Denver. I guess, my issue with the Ravens is we have a thing that we say in this town. And the team itself is called Raven football. And it seems to me every time when we play Ravens football, when we do how they say what we do, we win ball games.
What do you say is Ravens football?
When we run the football,
okay.
Run it no matter what. Just continue to run that thing down our throats like we did in the second half of the Tampa game, like we did in the New Orleans game. When we run that ball and we go play action off of the run. But when we come out, and it seems like the organization as a whole, I'm not going to put this on like one person, like the quarterback or the coach or the offensive coordinator. It seems like we have this knack for trying to prove to the masses that we can win throwing the football or doing other things other than doing what we do that takes to win. And this is a fact. When we play the way we normally play football, we win ball games. Now, I understand people always say, well, they can't win like that in the playoffs. They're going to have to learn to throw the ball down. So I get that. But when we get there, do that when we have to do it. But other than that, to win games, play our style of football. Stop trying, because we don't have the weapons, y'all. Y'all know it. You said yourself.
Yeah.
To run another style of football. So why are we trying to do it? I don't get it. That's the only problem I have, man. That's it. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate the call, Ronnie.
I know, but we did hear G-Ro say, you know, to get Lamar, you know, it feels like he's coming out of, what do I got to do more? Throw more.
Yeah, I mean, some of that is, I think, is a little misguided. I actually agree with Rodney. You know, when the Ravens are at their best, they're going out there running the ball. Think about the New Orleans game, the second half of the
Tampa
game. They only threw the ball eight times.
Two touchdowns. Efficient.
Eight for eight, two touchdowns.
I thought after that, you know, we said, you know what? They finally figured out who they are.
So
an efficient pass game, run, you know, play good defense, but No, I mean, that's not the – and if you – and I keep saying, if you want to be a pass team, then I think it's time, you know, you got to go get a pass guy.
I think they came into yesterday's game with the mindset that we're going to blow these guys out. We're going to
beat
They should have. And I think they tried too hard. And I think they got outside of themselves. They tried to blow them out by throwing the ball all over the field, throwing it every time you get into the red zone. They wanted highlight plays. They didn't want to, you know, pound the ball in the red zone and score on a 2-yard run. No, they wanted 15-yard touchdown passes. They wanted Lamar to have a 5-touchdown pass day. Didn't work out.
Right. But be totally honest, could have had he should have been 2 for 2 for 75 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
You know. But Lamar just, yeah, I mean, he has not been good all year on a deep ball. I think all the stats, the analytic people, all that stuff, I think it probably proves that out.
Let's grab another call before we go to break. Let's go to Jeff in New Jersey. Jeff, you're on the Fan.
How you doing, guys?
What's up, man?
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's brought this up, but I wanted to know if you guys think that Oliver should have went down at the one yesterday. I seen that the Jaguars only had one timeout left, and they would have had to use that. So we're talking, you know, we take 3 knees and kick the field goal. They got like 30, 40 seconds left to get in field goal range. I just wanted to hear what you guys think. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. I'm not crazy about that, to be honest. I still think that they should have been able to win the game. Who's to say that they still wouldn't have just walked down the field and got in the field goal range? I don't know. I'm not really losing any sleep over him not going down at the one, me personally.
No. You know, I mean, it was 2nd and 11 at the Jacksonville 12. You know, and he completed that. How much time? They took a 2 minutes and 17 seconds on that drive, you know, and then basically, you know, you had the 2-minute warning and they had a timeout. And, you know, here's the thing. If you go down on the one, my success yesterday wasn't that good in the red zone. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, Cordell? My success on 4th and 1, we didn't make it.
Right.
You know, so bird in the hand would be my opinion. You know, if you got a touchdown, take it, because we've kicked 4 field goals already.
Nah, no doubt. Totally agree with you there. And in this situation, I just feel like they're looking to put points up. I don't think that they're playing to not lose the game. You know, I think
plus
that they're going out there.
My defense had been playing pretty good.
They had played well enough to at least win. Didn't end up having that happen. But ultimately, I thought I didn't have really a big issue with Josh Oliver not going down. Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll get Vinny's keys to yesterday's game, see if they worked out. Obviously, the Ravens still resulted in a loss, but did they at least attempt to follow Vinny's keys? We'll talk about that next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.